Robert Irvine and I became very good friends. And as much as we love each other, and we do, I wanted to beat him bad. Really, really bad. You'll see it, boy. It's intense.
720 WGN high atop Chicago in the Skyline Studio, and excited to have on the line, bar none, the biggest star in the world of bars, nightclub and bar hall of famer, and superstar of the monster hit show Bar Rescue. Now coming up, restaurant rivals, Irvine versus Taffer tonight on Discovery Plus. The one and only John Taffer, welcome to WGN.
Great to be back, Dave. How are you?
Oh, it's good. It is good. It's a great night for fans coming up on the different networks and having you on as well. You've been a longtime friend of WGN and the program, and I've known Robert Irvine for over 15 years. The thing you guys have in common, in addition to making fantastic television, there's a higher purpose to what you do, supporting the men and women of hospitality, restaurant, bar industry. Yeah. Before we get into the program, share if you can, just, you know, what you do typically with an individual restaurant or bar here and there, and now over the last couple of years, the entire industry that you love and work in has needed all that support.
Yes, it's been a rough few years, as you well know, Dave. You know, Bar Rescue is now in its 12th year. And in Bar Rescue, I'm given 4 days to go in and turn around these businesses. Some of them are corporate. Some of them are family-owned. Most of them are fathers and sons and multi-generational family businesses. And, you know, after 12 years and 230-some-odd episodes of doing that, Robert Irvine and I became very good friends. Robert's show, Restaurant Impossible, is very similar. He rescues restaurants. His restaurants have bars, Dave, and my bars have restaurants. So we're really rescuing the same types of businesses. And he's really good at it. But Robert's a chef, and I'm a businessman. So he goes at it from sort of the kitchen out. I go at it from sort of the outside in. So we had the same objective, but a very different approach. And he's every bit as intense as I am. So Discovery calls us and says, you guys want to do a show together? Well, we always have wanted to do something together.
Yeah.
But we thought it would be shoulder to shoulder, Dan. I didn't think it would be in competition with him. So we agreed, and restaurant rivals, Irvine versus Taffer, we go visit two restaurants together. We eat dinner, we meet the owners, we look at the restaurants. After we visit the two of them, we flip a coin. Whoever wins the coin toss gets to choose which restaurant they want. The loser of the coin toss gets to choose which service they want the next day, first or second.
Wow.
Then we're given 24 hours, Dane. Each of us, 24 hours. I can't go to his place. He can't go to mine. We can't know what each other's doing. So we're given 24 hours to remodel it, to do the menu, train this, everything in 24 hours. The next day, after the 24 hours, 30 customers come to each bar, each restaurant. And they sit and they have a meal and they rate us in five different categories: food quality, plating, beverage, atmosphere, and service. Then they go in the back room with all the comment cards and the accountants, and they all figure it out, and they come out and they tell us who won.
Oh.
So throughout the 24 hours or 48 hours of the show, Robert and I are physically in competition. We're professionally in competition. We are mentally screwing with each other every moment we can. He's making me think he's falling behind. I'm making him think I'm falling behind. And it's really two close buddies, and everybody will see how we love each other in the show. It comes out. But these are two good friends who are completely screwing with each other and messing with each other. And not only do I want to win, Dane, I want him to lose.
it's so competitive, and you know that. And he would say, too, he's probably thinking of himself as a businessman, and you have all that food sensibility and cocktail sensibility as well. So you mentioned some of the similarities, but here's the thing, too. So for Restaurant Impossible, and fans and listeners will know this, is that he's always on like a tight timeline. For Bar Rescue, you guys have a little more latitude. Was that an issue? Did you have a team either in place or in mind for those tight turnarounds?
No, well, at Bar Rescue, we remodel in 36 hours. In this one, we're remodeling in 24 hours. Sure, there's a 12-hour difference. But when you're in that mode of 36 hours or 24 hours, there isn't much of a difference. It's a mentality of how you go about it, you know, to make things happen quickly. You can't put a floor in because nobody can work on it while the floor is going down.
Right.
So you have to. Everybody has to be in there at the same time. You can't stage, you know, your different trades and the different work that's done. So it's a different approach to doing remodels. So I have a chef with me and my designer. Robert has a chef with him and his designer, and that's it. And we're not allowed to bring in more people or do more experts or anything like that. And it's all on the two of us. And again, you know, as much as we love each other, and we do, I wanted to beat him bad, really, really bad. So you'll see it, boy. It's intense. Dane, it was the most intense few days of my life, man. It was coming at me from all sides, buddy.
Well, we know the sparks are going to fly with everything on the line, though. And usually it'll fly. And you mentioned with you and Robert and all sort of the mental hijinks that go along with it. But also on the shows, it's with the owners. Was there, like, what will fans of both the shows enjoy? And how much did the owners, were you able to tell them to just kind of, hey, get out of the way. We got to do this. We don't have a lot of time. Or were there sort of the battles with the ownership of the places as well?
Oh, completely. You know, at the end of the day, you know, Robert, you know, we want to help people. That's why we're here. And the big winner in the show isn't myself or Robert. The big winners are the restaurants, right, who get the remodel and all the training and everything. But we're stuck with what we got. So if I got a better owner than Robert, I got the advantage that time. But maybe not, because he might have a better cook than me. So it's a house of cards, and it could fall from any side at any point. But the human factor is the scariest one, because let's face it, Robert and I know how to build restaurants. We know how to build bars. We know how to do recipes. We know how to do the human factor is a large part of our success.
Yep.
In Restaurant Rivals, but in Restaurant Impossible and Bar Rescue as well.
Yep. Yeah, you got to work with them too. And I think that's one of the things, those dynamics that people love. And they will be watching, fans are going to be watching Restaurant Rivals, Irvine versus Taffords tonight on Discovery Plus. And we got to mention, you mentioned, and of course people know it, the excitement around the new season of Bar Rescue on Paramount coming up in March 20th. Are you surprised, John, at how loyal the fan base has been for you and this show? I mean, it's been absolutely incredible.
It has. And Dane, I can't tell you how heartwarming. You know, I feel like I get hugged by America every week.
Right.
You know, and people should know how much it means to me or somebody like me to have this kind of long run and have people watch it again and again and again. You know, it's like that old movie. They love me. They love me. They really love me. But it is. And it's realizing that, wow, when I go into people on the street and bump into people, everybody loves me, you know, and you know, that feeling is an incredible feeling. And, you know, to think that I could use my platform to do good thing, you know, to rescue restaurants and to do charity things and to raise money. And so it's a responsibility to have some fame. And I'm trying to use it wisely. You know, I'm trying to be productive and trying to help people. And it's a gift. You know, it's an amazing gift.
And I wonder if it was completely expected, because on the show, I mean, you're tough, right? And you're dispensing some tough love. You've got to be surprised at how loved you are, right? When maybe you're not the most lovable at all times on the program.
I'm not. But I'm guessing people understand me. You know, I'm not fighting with them. I'm fighting for them. But boy, if I don't wake this guy up, he's going to fail. So, you know, if throwing food at him is going to wake him up, Dane, so be it. You know, if screaming at him is going to wake him up, so be it. If embarrassing him in front of his husband or wife is going to wake him up, so be it. So always get my hug in the end, don't I, buddy?
Yes, you do. All right. So we got to ask. We'll have links up for everything at WGNradio.com. But you've been a leader and a voice in the industry long before you became a TV star. Things, you know, on premises, they begin to open up a little bit more. Is there like a trend, like a really quick that you want to mention that you see in spirits, maybe tequila, also in seltzer? And we want to mention how you're getting in on that game with your own.
Yeah, well, we have our Taffords seltzer. But, you know, the seltzer category was on fire. It was growing at a phenomenal rate. And most of the movement came from beer. So beer drinkers were really moving over to seltzers. Well, you know, I think the seltzer thing has fizzled out. I know it has, because we see the national numbers. So the seltzer thing is starting to fizzle, no pun intended. and it's starting to level out. And beer is starting to come back again. So some of these things can be a little trendy. You know, remember Zuma years ago and some of these other products? They come and go with a big bang. The trends that are really staying, and this one will surprise you, flavored whiskey now outsells unflavored whiskey. Wow, that's a big deal. So flavored whiskeys are really hot. They're fun to mix with. They're fun to drink. There's a lot of great flavors out there. And this started with flavored vodka years ago.
Yep.
Well, now we have flavored whiskeys, flavored bourbons, flavored tequilas, flavored rums. And these flavored spirits are a lot of fun. And people who haven't played with them at home should. It's a lot of fun to mix them and to play around with them. And, you know, I think this flavored spirit trend is going to continue for quite a long time. And some of the flavors come and go. They're pretty quick, Dane. Others are lasting a long time. Crown Royal Maple, for example. is a flavor that's, you know, going to be around for a long, long time. So it's an exciting time in the spirits business, playing with all of these flavors.
Not only entertainment, but insight, education as well. And as people want more John Taffer, they are getting it with Restaurant Rivals Irvine versus Taffer tonight on Discovery Plus, and more Bar Rescue coming up on March 20th on Paramount. So, John, as we let you go, where can people go for maybe social media information, your site, right, to keep up with all the action?
Yep. You can go to johntaffer.com. Or John Taffer on Instagram, John Taffer Facebook, J-O-N is John Taffer. And I'm easy to find, buddy.
The busiest man in the bar business, and people are loving it. So thank you for everything you're doing, John. And thanks for jumping on the show today.
It's good to talk to you again, buddy. You've always been a good friend.